necessarily mean we have to start just yet. So, before we do, though, just for documentation purposes, can you tell us your name, your class year, today's date, June 10th, 2022, and just like any idea of what you'd like to talk about?
Okay. My name is Suzanne Lawrence Rogers, and I graduated from Rosary in 1961. Today is June 10th, and we're going to be talking about my impression of my college years.
Okay. All right, perfect. And if there's any direction you want to take that, the floor is yours.
All right. I came here as a junior, and I was a day hop. And, of course, there were no computers at that time. So as an English major, I literally lived in the library. These kids today really have such an easy time of doing research. It's, very envious. But I didn't know what to expect. I had always been in a Catholic school. And I was thinking maybe I would go to Michigan or someplace like that. I went to a woman's college first, another one. And I didn't feel challenged, and I was going to go to Michigan. And then my parents decided I would go to Rosary. So I went on a there was a group of us, five of us from Elmhurst, who came. And I ended up marrying the cousin of one of them. So just that alone was, I knew I was supposed to come here. It was extremely challenging and extremely wonderful. The English department, Sister Jeremy, Sister Julie, Sister Cyril, were absolutely wonderful. They all had their Oxoniate. You would walk into Sister Cyril's class and feel like you had visited the 16th century. I mean, I left there just loving Shakespeare and enjoying theater. And then, of course, Sister Gregory, that was like having an hour with People magazine. She was friends with Mary Martin. She had served on the board of directors or advisor for The Sound of Music. And spent time at Mary's ranch in Brazil. She knew Arthur Miller and Marilyn Monroe and would say he's going to be known as a good playwright, but not a great one. So you really felt like you knew that. And preparation for teaching. In those days, I don't know if it's changed much here, but if we wanted to teach, we had to get our teaching credits in addition to a major, because their theory was, and I truly agree with it, how are you going to teach if all you've had is education classes? What are you going to, you have to know your subject. And that was a wonderful thing about it. In placement, Sister Liam said, you should be in junior high. And I wanted high school, I thought. And she found me an interview in junior high. And I could walk to the school. And I loved it. I absolutely loved kids at that age. And so I did that for a time. Then I left here back to Sister Gregory. She taught us group discussion. That was the best class because I've gone on great decisions, lectures. I'm in two book clubs. She taught us not only how to listen, but where to sit if you weren't prepared, which was wonderful, in graduate school. So when I did go to Northwestern for graduate school, though, I wondered if it was going to be terribly difficult because I had only been in Catholic schools, and I thought, I bet this is going to be really hard. I had two full professors. They were all, assistants and grad students and whatever. It was not as challenging as it was here. And I just loved every minute of this. And Candle and Rose, the logic teacher, Dr. Papadopoulos from Greece, Miss Moyat in Spanish conversation, she was from Barcelona. Never did get my accent to suit her. But it was just a wonderful experience, and I'm really grateful for all of it.
All right, perfect. Well, we are right now at 5 minutes. We do have a limit of like 10 to 15, so we do have a lot of wiggle room. If there's like another story you can think of you'd like to tell me about, that'd be great. Otherwise, like say if you think you're ready to wrap it up, maybe if you want to give like a little statement on how it feels to be back for reunion, how it feels to be back on campus, that'd also be good.
Okay. It was wonderful to come back and we see the library and that staircase. It's so beautiful. And the nuns are gone and they were certainly a big part of it. I'm sure the spirit goes on, and I hope Candle and Rose will continue to. It's more of a girl's thing, they say, but, you know, Veritas and Caritas, they're for guys too, right? Okay, that's all.
All right, that's perfect. Thank you.
Surely.
Let's see.